This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Bob Nightingale, guys, talking MLB with us. So there will not be a DH, right? I mean, that's what we're hearing. And then what does that mean for the signing of Marcell Ozuna? The Braves have been kind of sitting around. At this point, I don't think it's going to happen. But what are you hearing, Bob?
Well, I think there will be a DH. I really do. These pitchers haven't picked up a bat in a year. I just don't think they want these guys running around, you know, bases and taking at bats. So, you know, still negotiations. MLB wants a expanded postseason in return, and I think they'll get it. I still think we'll have a DH, and we'll see what Ozuna gets. I mean, Michael Brantley returns to Houston, 2 years, $32 million. You know, I'm sure the market for him will be slightly bigger, but not huge. If there was somehow no DH or Atlanta doesn't want to take that gamble, then I don't think they want to touch him because nobody wants him playing the field. He's just too poor defensively.
We love what Ozuna did for us. We know that the Braves, we spend middle of the road. And I know, and Bob Nightingale, if you're just tuning in, guys, from USA Today, we're the best baseball writers in the business. And the perception is Freddie will get his. And Alex Anthopoulos came on after the season wrapped up, said it won't be about a fanfare. Freddie will just get his extension. But do you think they have the financial wherewithal, the commitment to spend that kind of money for both Freddie and Ozuna?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I mean, Ozuna, you know, as long as I don't think there'd be a great market for him. So I think they can get him more on a cheap price.
So wait it out.
Just wait it out. Like everybody's waiting out, you know, Trevor Bauer and what happened with the Springer. Wait it out. It'll happen. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I'm all for that. That'd be great for us. It just, you know, the lineup was just so stout. I mean, that's the thing. There were no holes in that lineup.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.